Hello, everyone. This is Peter Granich. I always remind you this is not to be considered investment advice. You should always speak to a licensed financial advisor before making any investment decision and to read all my disclosures. Despite a couple painful personal equity losses, the past 1 and 5 year periods have delivered the strongest results of my 42-year career. Besides those results, my belief that America is going through its worst economic, social, and political period has only grown. Two events this month have reinforced that belief, even though most people would be better off if I'm wrong. As always, I write primarily to share my latest thinking with clients in an alternative to traditional financial planning group. I also write for friends, many of whom are also clients, and for now the tens of thousands of followers around the world for whom I feel both gratitude and responsibility. That said, nothing I share should be taken as investment advice or as a substitute for professional advisory services. With that in mind, I'm more concerned than ever. The cold, rainy weather outside does not help, though it suits my mood. I was never part of MAGA, even though my spouse is a committed supporter, and I do not believe I ever shown any signs of TDS. I had hoped Trump might at least keep America from declining further, but that has clearly not happened in my estimate. His actions on China and the Middle East alone, among many others, have erased any remaining doubt for me. Since the end of 2021, I have often felt isolated or firmly opposed to whatever is most popular. That is nothing new for me. As one of my longest-standing clients recently said, a client has known me since my stockbroker days in the 1980s. If there's only one thing certain about you, Peter, it's that you tend to be early. Fair enough, but my answer is always the same. I'd rather be a year too early than a day too late. By the end of 2021, I was urging investors to sell all treasury and sovereign bonds worldwide and bet on gold outperforming both these bonds and broad equities. It was very much a Maytag repairman experience. Fortunately, my position in metals, miners, and especially junior resource companies produced far better results, particularly after I exited them earlier this year, except for one junior miner that I've continued to hold through every phase, which I discussed in a blog podcast earlier today. I have also re-entered a couple of juniors and added a new one, but still think gold hasn't ended a much-needed corrective phase until we get two consecutive closes above 4,800. But now I find myself short the U.S. stock market in an aggressive position for the first time since 2008. And if the market rallies sharply again on Tuesday from this Middle East abortion by Trump and his purposely wishy-washy actions, the latest being yet another deal, even though we supposedly won the war weeks ago, I will add to my positions. But I am communicating to you not to consider being short, but to say that Trump's actions regarding China and the Middle East only serve to make me more confident, just like my actions back in 2021. Unpopular as they were back then, but proved right, I feel my stance now shall be viewed the same down the road. I must tell you and implore you to use my X page now more than ever, as it will continue to be my primary and best method of communication. Peace be with you.